Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
King of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Got our good friend Dr. Bill Dunkelberg back on the show. Bill is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, coming up on 18 years. Before too long, we'll be celebrating that milestone. He's the chief economist for the National Federation of Independent Business, NFIB.com. He was a former dean of the entire School of Business at Temple University, and he's been managing the NFIB's Index of Small Business Optimism for the fifth decade. Folks, he started it right out of high school, and he's our good friend Bill. Welcome back.
Thank you. Always good to be with you.
Good to have you back. Congratulations on a great report from last month. How about that?
Yeah, it was a good report, wasn't it? The second highest reading in 45 years. That's pretty good.
That's pretty darn high.
And the big deal though is I think that we're really seeing. Remember, we talked earlier about how much optimism there was. Real sales, expected business conditions, all those kinds of things. But we were saying, we need to see that translated into, real things like capital spending and the hiring. So, that's really starting to show up now. We had one of the biggest increases in capital spending reports that we've seen, and we of course had another really good month on hiring. I don't know where we're finding all those workers, and we still say we can't find them, but. So that really moves the real economy forward. We're accumulating inventory, that's Bill's GDP, and so the spending that we need to keep the economy growing is happening.
Well, I remember a year ago, small businesses were optimistic, but they weren't through the roof like the stock market was, and you and I were pointing out that out here on Main Street, we can't fry optimism. We can only eat with real ka-chings when customers actually come in the door. And a year ago, Customers weren't quite coming in the door like they are now. And so small business owners were guardedly, cautiously optimistic. But now this is full-throated, isn't it?
Yeah. In the fourth quarter last year, consumer spending grew at an annual 3.8% rate, which is terrific. Really good. That's really helping the economy move along.
Right.
Those customers are coming in the front door.
Right. No question about it. And so what was going on when it was the highest? Was it 83? Is that right? So
July of 1983.
So that was the end of a double whammy recession period, wasn't it?
Exactly.
We're coming out
of
that. And that was the beginning of the Reagan boom, wasn't it? That was that your reading was actually the launching pad of the Reagan boom, wasn't it? The headwinds.
Right, and it was because we had a very different set of policies greeting this Main Street when we came out of that. We had the tax cuts, and of course, not nearly the level of regulation that we have or had today. And so the policy environment was very conducive to getting things rolling again. And we had a lot of excess capacity. I mean, we just, as you pointed out, finished back-to-back recessions. So we had a higher unemployment rate during those recessions than we had in the Great Recession. And it lasted a long time with the double recession. So we were ready, we had a lot of excess capacity to put to work.
It actually reminds me what happened in those days reminds me of a little bit about what's going on right now. We had just come through 4 years of doldrums of moribund what did he call that malaise with the Carter administration. We just come through losing a president for the first time through resignation. His predecessor got beat.
15% inflation.
Hyperinflation and interest rates, stagflation, as you and I have talked about many times. I mean, we had just come through, if you think about it, from 73 to 83, we had come through a lot of stuff, almost, in some ways, competitive to what we've gone through in the last 10 years.
It could very well be, I'm sure somebody's writing a paper making a comparison on it.
I'm going to do that if nobody else does.
There you go.
Because I remember it well. I mean, a lot of people would have a hard time imagining back-to-back recessions in about a 24 to 30 month period.
Right, and we did it.
Yeah, and that was the Greenspan, the beginning of the Greenspan era, wasn't it?
Right. That came a little bit later.
A little bit later than that. Yeah, Volcker. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were still, but his practice has kind of saved us, I think, though. So hold on to that thought. We're going to come back and get into the internals on this thing, folks. Especially the hiring. Bill brought up a really interesting, curious thing about that small business owners are worried about hiring, where are they going to get talent, but yet they are hiring. What's going on? Have they lowered their standards? 22, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.